Isn't he wonderful? I pray that every one of us encounters his love without filters and barriers. His love is what sets us free. His love is what gives us life and abundance. His love gives us purpose. And as I was worshiping tonight, I saw like a T in the road. It looked like a dead end, almost like somebody didn't know which way to go, left or right. And I said, Lord, is that me? You know, because you never know. And I felt like it was for a couple people in this room tonight, that there's been some situations and some hardships that have come up, and they were suddenly, they were unexpected, and you were going along your path, and all of a sudden you're not sure which way to go. And I felt like Jesus was putting his hand on you and like holding you back to just wait and trust him. And this has to do with situations. There's like, I'm seeing like different, they almost look like strings to me in the spirit, and it's different paths. And for one person, it's a medical situation. You've received a diagnosis that that seems to be frightening. But I saw Jesus just like pausing, putting the pause button on. And it's not that you're going to go left or go right, but you're just going to pause in him and rest in him. And he wants you to get his peace on the matter. And when we have his peace on the matter, it's almost like we can climb any mountain, because it's him in us. And, you know, one of the schemes of the enemy is to keep us looking at the situations in the natural. And that is one of the lowest forms of living that there is. You know, we are a supernatural being created in the image of Jesus. And our oftentimes we get caught up with the distractions or just life in general. And God, I see him, he's calling us higher. And when I was worshiping tonight, I saw some amazing things that would probably cause you guys to stumble, so I'm not going to share them. But it's as though the veil is so thin right now that it was like stunning. And I have many questions when I leave here tonight to ask the Lord what some of the stuff was that he was showing me. And so I know I'm not to release that stuff in here, but what I heard the Lord say was, look and see. And when he tells me that, usually he wants me to look and see and release what he's doing or saying, or sometimes bring understanding and clarity to situations and life circumstances. So I'm just going to close my eyes and look and see and see what he's got, if that's okay with you guys. And so, you know, Lord, I just say, have your way in our hearts tonight. We are hungry for everything you have, and we really want to look and see at everything that you want to show us. And I thank you for the ability to see in the Spirit. I thank you for the ability to perceive and understand. And the veil between our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes is so thin that oftentimes people are afraid of the unknown, so they don't want to see. But I want to tell you that everything in the kingdom of God is good. Now, there's stuff that happens, but everything in the kingdom of God is good. You know, all creation is worshiping him. You know, earlier today, I was taking a break. I was sitting down and drinking some water, and I was watching the little sweat bees, and they were actually dancing. You know, they were like worshiping Jesus, and I thought, how cool is that, that I got to take time to watch nature, creation, worship the King of Kings. And it, you know, it's important to slow down and look at things, but if we're too busy or too hurried, you know, we miss so many things. And so that's just one of the smaller things. And you know, the Word is full of direction on the ways of the spirit realm. And, you know, as the years have gone by, the enemy's tried to filter and water down so that we don't taste and see that the Lord is good, so that we don't experience our senses in the spirit realm to encounter everything he has for us. And I'm not saying just go out full force in your flesh and try to figure things out, but I'm saying sit with the King and let him explain matters that he wants to share with us. And when we do that, a little opens, and then a little more, and then a little more, and a little more. And during that process, those are great times to ask the questions along the way. He is, you know, the Holy Spirit is my mentor, and a lot of stuff that I see or experience, you can't really talk to people in the natural because they don't get it, and I don't get it. So I have to ask him, what are you saying? What are you showing me, and why are you showing this to me? And it creates dialogue between him and me, and really that is one of our purposes, is to dialogue and be led by the Spirit so that we can decree into the earth the things that he wants done, the things that are on his agenda for us. And sometimes if we see somebody who's struggling, we catch it in the Spirit to release a word in due season. It's important to be releasing the words in due season. And so I actually see in here some eyes that have like crustacean, you know, like hardness or, you know, like, And I just want to break that off right now. Father, I just break off any word spoke over our beloved children, over all of us that don't line up with your word. I break religious spirits that spoke things into existence to cause delay, to cause harm, and to cause decay. I bless your eyes. I bless your body. I bless your soul in the name of Jesus, and I wash us with the blood of Jesus, which heals and cleanses us and brings forth his righteousness. And I thank you that we can dine on the food of heaven. We can open up his word and eat the revelation, eat the words of God, and be filled and satisfied with his goodness through the word of God. And I pray right now for a hunger in here, a greater hunger for people to want to read your word, Lord, who want to ask you questions, who want to grow in understanding. And I pray for every blinder or in every blinding spirit that's tried to inhibit us from understanding the word of God. I come against the schemes of the enemy with busyness and laziness and know-it-all spirit. I break all that right now in the name of Jesus, and I release us from that in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, I thank you that everything you have for us is wonderful. And I break fear off in here. Right now I see a little bit of fear and intimidation from I see a couple people who are advancing, and they're at like a level in God, and there's like a cap, but the cap is actually the enemy using this cap of limitations because of words spoke against you. And so right now I break those words over you, and I render them null and void. I break every assignment in the spirit that's tried to hinder you from the next level in God. Lord, more, more, more abundance, Lord, always abundance, always abounding in your abundance of love, in your abundance of revelation, in your abundance of truth. In Jesus' name, I release you. I release you from a spirit of captivity that's been trying to destroy the baby, that's been trying to destroy the promises of God, that has been trying to destroy the destiny and purpose that the King of Kings birthed you into this earth so that you could fulfill his dreams and promises. And I command breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. I command every cap, every limitation, I hear the words disastrous spirit. I don't know what that is, but we break that as well. We command all disastrous spirits to go in the name of Jesus. I command every foul spirit of accidents and clumsiness to go in the name of Jesus. I break them off you in Jesus' name. Be whole, be alive in Jesus Christ right now. I see there's a tormenting spirit attached to addiction. There's a few people in here addicted. One's I see a pathway of medication, prescription medication that you've used to soothe yourself. And the Lord says to you, I am the soother. Put that in the garbage. I am the soother. I am the one that will deliver you now in Jesus' name. And so I thank you, Lord, for delivering us in Jesus' name. I see, I hear the word psychedelics, and I see a tormenting spirit enticing to get you to eat it again, eat it again, eat it again. And I just expose the enemy for what he is. He's a liar and a deceiver, and he always leads people to death and destruction and bondage. And right now, when the thief is caught, right now I see him and I command him to let go now in the name of Jesus. Let go now in the name of Jesus. I break that spirit of addiction out of this place right now over the body of Christ. I break that spirit of addiction. Oh, a little wine soothes the soul, and a little wine has caused you to stumble because a little wine gets poured into a little more and a little more. And right now, I see the Lord just moving that away off to the side, and I see you catching a gaze of the King of Kings eyes and instantly delivered in the name of Jesus. Let it be. Praise you, Jesus. I see turmoil. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a picture of that, I don't know what his name is. He's a cartoon, and he's like the devil, like the Tasmanian devil. I see like a picture of the Tasmanian devil, and it's a spirit of turmoil, and he's been assigned to stop progression. And so right now I break that spirit right now off you in the name of Jesus. I pour the blood of Jesus over it. I cancel that assignment in the spirit, and I command it to go right now. I release you from captivity in Jesus' name. Come forth, come forth, come through, come through right now in the name of Jesus. Kosheko base kondele iko basola bande konashara da sokoko iko shibondele bakoso. I see somebody eating manna, fresh manna. I see at the word, you're sitting at the feet of Jesus and you're eating. And every morsel, every bite is filled with life. And I'm seeing, it reminds me of resurrection power, but it's different. It's almost like rocket power. I don't have the English words. Father, give that to me. It's dunamis power. And so think of a rocket and think of Jesus coming out of the grave all at one time. Booyah! And I see that the manna from heaven is the substance, and it carries a supernatural food. And as you dine on this, the revelation, I see like a path. I'm seeing like a pathway that's been cut but overgrown, and I see as you eat this the clarity of the path of how you're going to walk through this path, and it's a path that hasn't been traveled in a many years, and I see you cutting through it with Jesus and the path opening, and you'll be bringing other people through this path, and it's important for the season and the timing in God right now, and that's why there's been such delay and I don't know what this word means, but speculation. And I don't know if that goes with the sentence, but he's saying there's speculation, there's been speculation. And right now I command clarity in that pathway through the manna, the fresh manna. That's the key. The fresh manna from heaven is the key to clarity to walk through that path. That path will open, and it will produce and bring forth what God wants brought forth in the name of Jesus. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I just heard somebody selling their truck, and the Lord says, my hand is on this. I don't know who that's for. It's a blessing, and there's a buyer. I hear the Lord saying, remember the dreams that I've given you. Remember the purpose of why I put you here in this area. The area, I just see the state of Wisconsin. I see the whole state of Wisconsin, and I don't know what that's about. But the Lord will bring it forth if he wants it released. He's birthing something here. And it's already started. And, you know, he's reminding me, and I'm actually seeing this, you know, when a seed is put in, there's life, there's going to be a baby, and I see the crowning of the head, and I see, you know, all hands on deck. This is a all hands on deck time, because he's doing something in the earth, and it's about to announce itself. And, you know, once a baby starts to come out, there is no pushing back. And so we release the ease of deliverance of the baby right now in the name of Jesus. Supernatural lubrication, supernatural wisdom and covering in Jesus' name. Come forth. Come forth now in the name of Jesus. Kosheko lambade kosiko. Tika shekonte kolamba sendle koreto soko ko. Somebody's got an issue with their left hand, and the Lord is healing that right now. Is that somebody in the room right now, or is this for later? Does somebody have an issue with their left hand? You? The Lord is healing that right now. Receive that healing. Do something that you couldn't do. Can you feel it happening? Yeah? Okay. Does it have to do with arthritis? No? I'm hearing the words arthritis, so I command arthritis to go in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, joints be lubricated and healed in the name of Jesus. I see feet in here tonight and bone structures. I command right structure in your bones, in your joints, in your ligaments, in your tissues. I command supernatural alignment right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that word was released, and some people didn't take it, and I see it sitting in the room right now. So I would take that. I don't care who you are. I would take that word. Sometimes we get used to the limp or the bump or the hump. Let's receive the fullness of God tonight. I receive that too, Lord.
I heard the word lack, and I saw a container, an empty container, and it had the word lack in it, and I saw the Lord filling it, and then I saw the word fullness. Like this container of lack is going to be filled with fullness.
Amen. 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 Sometimes when people, when a word is released, and we tend to justify, well, that's for my friend, that's not me. I'm going to receive that word. I command the blessings of the Lord on my life right now. You know, this is interactive. If the Lord is releasing a word, I like to say, I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that. And I'll take that one too, Lord. You know, he doesn't give out just a little. He gives out everything. And I want all that he has. In Jesus' name, I'll take it all, Lord. We take it all right now by faith. In Jesus' name. It's got to be led by the Lord.
I heard knees, and I see the Lord. I saw him come along with his two hands and just tap both knees on the outside, and I saw that ting of healing.
Amen. We receive it all. I see somebody in here who's struggling with thoughts. Like I see... fake stars, like, you know, like you've been knocked out and it's caused mind issues. And right now I break that assignment over your mind and I declare the wholeness of God in your mind. I come against the assignment of the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy regarding your mind and the thoughts in your mind. I break the pattern of it in Jesus' name, and I release you into the fullness of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. You are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Moshe kolambandele koreto si ti 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 ti.
saw a picture of a red carpet, but it was being rolled out backwards. You know, like I've never seen that before, but it was being rolled out backwards, and I heard reversal of time, like reversal of events. Something that happened, God is somehow undoing what happened.
This is a weird one. I saw a birthday candle with one on it, like 1 year old, and I was trying to ask the Lord what that's about, and he said it's spiritual. And there's a celebration of a soul, like a 1 year soul. And I don't know who that's for, but that's a pretty cool. I just heard the words fibromyalgia. I don't know if that's how you say it. But right now I declare healing over your body, and I command every part of your systems to come back into alignment, into true purpose. I break the curse of fibromyalgia. I break the diagnostic report that the doctor spoke over your life. I pour the blood of Jesus over it, and I render it null and void. No more. Be whole in Jesus' name. System, recalibrate in Jesus' name.
I see sicknesses, various sicknesses in various people that have been caused by emotional duress. Things that you went through have lingered in your soul, and many times that the way that plays out is through sickness, but it can be healed. But God really wants to heal your insides, and as your insides are healed, your outsides will be healed too. And I'm reminded of the scripture, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers." That he wants you to be whole on the inside. And sometimes I feel like there's a tendency to just push it down or say, "I'm fine, everything's fine," and not deal with it. But there are other things that are hanging on it. So it's okay to go to the Lord and say, "I'm ready to deal with this." This is a bit of an odd one, but the words I heard were, there's a person here you were lied to and you were betrayed. And what happened is, because of it, you took on sort of a different identity. Sometimes we do that to survive. We take on a tougher identity or a protected identity. But the Lord, you know, he's never fooled by our mask, right? And I feel like he wants to go deep and heal some of the things that happened to your heart. He wants to heal betrayal specifically. He wants to heal where you were betrayed.
And as Holly was releasing that, I heard this word and I was like, what? I heard soul stretching. And I'm like, what is that? And as Holly was releasing the word, I saw like a person who was really young, little, and a lot of bad words were spoke against you, and it caused you to shrink up and just kind of like be malnourished in your soul. And I saw the Lord wanting to just open you up and stretch you out and let his breath breathe in you and bring some restoration. I heard this again. The Lord said, sell the truck. I don't know who that's for. And so, I'm, Lord, is it me? You know? He said, no. So I don't know who that's for, but you've been wondering and questioning, and the Lord is on this, so I want you to know that. I see, I don't know, well, they actually have one here in Grand, in the hotel entrance. You know those revolving doors? You know, I saw a person in the revolving door, and they got stuck in it. They couldn't figure out how to step out of it, and there's like a circular, it's like a repeated, thank you, I would have called it a circulo. Yeah. And I see like a person is stuck in there, and it's causing you to be weary, and I see that you know, it's just a matter of looking and going through the door, and but you're looking at your feet, which means you're looking at the situation and the circumstance, and you're going over it and over it and over it, and sometimes God causes things to shake and break, so that you can see what he wants you to see. So I don't know who that's for, but I hope that helps you. And so with a follow-up on that is, Lord, help me see what you're doing. And so if that's you, I would say, Lord, help me see what you're doing. Holly, you got anything else? Yeah, I don't either. I just kind of whoosh. Well, Lord, we receive these words as instruction and direction. And Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to help us decipher which words are for us. And then help us with an action plan on how to walk out your purposes in the earth that you want us to walk out. And I just pray a blessing over every person in this room and over every person that will hear this message. I pray for an increase in our understanding of the wisdom of the Lord, an increase in the revelation of the knowledge of the Lord, and an increase in the love of Christ, and let his love overtake us with his goodness so that we see how great he is. As the winds blow and the storms come, Lord, let us keep our gaze on you, because you are our anchor always. You are our true north. You are our center. And I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, help us stay in, centered in you as the winds pick up. In Jesus' name, amen.